所以非常高兴再次来到这里跟大家分享上帝的话语。
I'm very glad that I can be among you again. Last time when I visited you, it was last year in November. Allow me to introduce myself a little bit. I'm a co-worker of OVC campus, and I'm part of the North Ridge Baptist Church. And throughout the years, we have a lot of opportunity to work with students, with the students here, to have this Gideon 300 conference. And so throughout the time that we have opportunities to interact with them, and I'm glad today that I can be here again to deliver the sermon.
好，那我今天跟大家分享的经文是，实际上是第三章的加拉太书第三章的第一节到第五节。我原来以为我可以讲到十四节，但是发现第一节到第五节已经它的信息量是已经足够的大。
So actually today I will be only covering the verse from verse 1 through 5, which is very different from what I originally intended, because I realized the passage today, just the simplified verses, actually there's a great amount of message.
好，我们再来念一下这段经文好吗？大家可以带着一个体会保罗是什么样的语气对加拉太人说这段话，来体会一下，体会着来读这一段的经文。
So shall we read this passage again? Try to imagine or try to see what kind of tone or what kind of mood Paul has when he was delivering this message to the Galatians.
那我们大家一起第一节，无知的加拉太人呐，耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前，谁又迷惑了你们呢？我只要问你们这一件。你们受了圣灵，是因行律法呢，是因听福音呢？你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身成全吗？你们是这样的无知吗？你们受苦如此之多，都是徒然的吗？难道果真是徒然的吗？那赐给你们圣灵，又在你们中间行异能的，是因你们行律法呢，是因你们听信福音呢？好，我们到这里，我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，谢谢你在主日的清晨的时候就召聚我们，让我们一起来研读你的话语。
Dear Jesus Christ, we give thanks to you for us have this opportunity to read your words, and in the morning on Sunday.
亲爱的主耶稣，亲爱的天父，求你把我们带到经文的当中，带到经文的深处。
Dear Heavenly Father, please take us into the deep end of this passage.
主啊，求你今天早上的时候亲自来对我们说话，主啊，借着这一段的经文。
And speak to us personally through this passage.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, pray.
Amen. 好，所以今天我的讲到的题目是福音的敌人。我会基本上跟着这几节圣经的脉络来跟大家来讲解。
So today's the topic for today's sermon is the enemy of the gospel. Basically, I will following the verses.
第三章第一节说，无知的加拉太人呐，耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前，谁又迷惑了你们呢？
So verse one it says, "You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified."
保罗在这里怎么样来形容加拉太人呢？
How does Paul depict Galatians here?
他说他是这样形容加拉太人，他称呼加拉太人是无知的加拉太人，或者说是愚蠢的加拉太人。
So here he described them as foolish or ignorant.
加拉太人是基督徒，对吗？
Isn't that true? Galatians, they are Christians.
所以他实际上是在说你们这一批无知的基督徒。
So in fact, Paul is saying that you are foolish Christians.
而且这一批的基督徒不是少数。
And these group of people, they are not the minority.
加拉太人他是包括了一个地区，他包括了数个教会。
The Galatian actually covers an area which has a few churches in that area.
这样的无知不仅仅是发生在一个的基督徒身上，而是发生在一片的基督徒身上。
So it is not ignorance of a single Christian, but happens among a great number of Christians.
当保罗在称呼他们是无知的基督徒或者是愚蠢的基督徒的时候，大家刚刚读的时候会体会到他是以什么样的一种情感来说这句话的吗？
So can you sense what kind of tone or mood Paul has when he calls out them to call Galatians to be foolish or ignorant?
仅仅是那种责备或者是骂人吗？
Is he simply rebuking them?
保罗的话语里面有没有惊奇？
Was a surprise was it a surprise in Paul's message or tone?
因为不是一个人无知啊，是一片人无知。
Because it happens not only to an individual but to a group of people.
他还惊奇的是，我说的这些，耶稣基督钉十字架，不是你们不是不知道。但是看看你们现在做的是什么呢
？What surprised him probably is not. Is not only that they should have known the what Jesus Christ has done for them, but just look at what they are doing right now.
保罗是在说，我简直不能相信你们会是这样，你们会做出这样的一个事情来。
Paul is saying that I cannot believe that you actually work or act this way.
那保罗的话语里面，除了惊奇，他有爱吗？责备里面当有爱吗？
But can we also feel or sense the love in his rebuke to the Galatians?
他们肯定是有爱的，因为保罗当初传给加拉太人福音的时候，在四章十三节的时候说到，他们头一次传福音给你们，他们知道保罗是身体有疾病，他们知道他有疾病，但是他们没有轻看他，没有厌弃他，接待保罗像接待神的使者一样。
So of course they have this loving relationship because in chapter 4 Paul said that as you know it was because of an illness that I first preached the gospel to you and even though my illness was a trial to you you did not treat me with contempt or scorn instead you welcomed me as if I were an angel of God.
甚至那时候他说他们如果能行的话，甚至可以愿意把自己的眼睛挖出来给保罗，都情愿。
So there was saying, Paul even said that he knows that even if it's possible, the Galatian would be like to sacrifice their own eyes for Paul.
所以保罗的话语里面，除了惊奇，除了爱，他还有没有一些的愤怒？大家能够体会吗？
So other than surprise and also love, can you also sense other emotions in this passage?
他说谁又迷惑了你们呢？
So he asked, who has bewitched you?
保罗的愤怒在于你们已经看到耶稣基督钉十字架，但是你们却又被人迷惑。
I think that part of his anger is that that he knows that they have seen Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross, but now who else has bewitched you?
那保罗的话语里面有没有一种的焦急？
Can you also sense the anxiety or worries in his tone?
如果没有的话，他怎么在这里短短的五节经文用了多少的问句，用了一连串的反问，像打枪连续打枪一样？
So if it's not because of his worry to about the for the Galatians, how come he asked the many rhetorical questions like shooting machine guns with those questions?
所以保罗对加拉太人，当他讲到无知的基督徒或者愚蠢的基督徒的时候，他是带着一个非常复杂的一个情感。
So when Paul said you are foolish or ignorant, he actually say that with very complicated emotions.
如果你再去看这些的五节经文的话，你再去看这些他所讲的事情，都是加拉太人都知道的事情。
And if you read the five things he mentioned here, they are all the things that Galatians should have known.
他用了一系列的反问句，他来唤起他们的觉醒。
So using the rhetorical question, he's trying to awake their senses.
在真理中去挽回他们。
To restore them in truth.
那他们的无知具体表现在哪里呢？
So how, where are those ignorance manifested itself?
第一节说，耶稣基督钉十字架，已经活化在你们眼前，谁又迷惑了你们呢？
So verse 1, it says that who has bewitched you before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified.
他们的无知与他们受困受迷惑是紧紧联系在一起的。
So their ignorance is very tightly related to their being bewitched.
加拉太人不是不知道耶稣基督钉十字架。
It is not that the Galatians don't know Jesus nailed on the cross.
加拉太人不是没有经历耶稣基督钉十字架。
It is not that the Galatian has not experienced that the crucified Jesus.
保罗在这里用了一个词叫做活化。
Paul used a word here in NIV, it says portray.
活化在哪里呢？
Where is it portrayed?
在这里说活化在眼前。
Before their very eyes.
他的意思是说，保罗当初向他们所传的福音是非常清晰，甚至非常立体的，就像电影一样，绘声绘影的讲明耶稣基督钉十字架这样的一个历史事件以及这个事件的意义。
So Paul is actually saying when he preached the gospel to them, it is like delivering a very vivid, dynamic, or like a three-dimensional movie with sound and image. So they should get the very clear picture.
大家有看过《基督受难记》吗？
Have you seen that the Passion of Christ, that movie?
耶稣基督背着十字架，然后他躺在十字架上，锤钉子的那个声音，手扎入，钉子扎入他的手中，锤锤子的那个声音，耶稣基督的痛苦。
So where did Jesus in that movie, Jesus carried the cross, and you can hear the sound of the piercing through his hands and the agony of Jesus Christ.
保罗向加拉太人所传的福音就是那个时代的版本的基督受难记。
So the message delivered by Paul was the edition of that time, another edition of this Passion of Christ.
那保罗也跟他们阐明了耶稣基督钉十字架它的意义到底是什么。
And Paul also explained to them the meaning of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督钉十字架意味着我们已经向律法死了。
Crucifixion means that we have died to the cross, to the law.
他已经为我们代替了我们受了律法的咒诅，把我们从律法的咒诅当中救赎出来。
And he has delivered us from the curse of the law.
这是三章十三节，就这里的十三节所讲的。
So it's in chapter 3:13.
耶稣基督钉十字架意味着我们活是向神活着。
So when we see the cross of Jesus, it means that we live and live to God.
这是在第二章末尾的时候他有讲。
So toward the end of this chapter, he mentioned this.
耶稣基督钉十字架意味着一个全新的生命，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着的。二章二十节。
So, chapter 220 says that the meaning of the cross, meaning there's a complete new life ahead of us, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
耶稣基督钉十字架不仅仅是意味着一个全新的生命，而且意味着一个全新的生活方式。
Not only that, it means a new life, but a new way of living.
二章二十节怎么说呢？我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。
Again, what does chapter 2:20 tell us? It says that the life now I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God.
他是爱我，为我舍己。
Who loved me and gave himself for me.
所以你们是经历了耶稣基督钉十字架的人，但你们为什么还要去行律法？ 为什么你们还要靠肉身？
So you have been experienced this redemption of the cross. Why do you have to continue to follow the law?
似乎好像上帝还没有接纳你们，似乎你们还没有脱离律法的咒诅。
As if you have not been received by God, or you have not been released from the curse of the law.
如果你们还靠律法，还是要靠肉身，那么基督钉在十字架上，就岂不是白白的死了吗？
So if you continue to relying on the law and relying on the flesh, then the death of Jesus is in vain.
耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前了，你们又怎么又受了迷惑？你们做的到底是什么事？
So what have you done that knowing Jesus Christ has died for you and this message has been portrayed before your very own eyes, why are you still bewitched?
那批诱惑你们的人说，
Those people who deceived you tell you this.
光有信心是不够的，你做的还不够好，你必须更上一层楼，你必须更加努力，你必须做的更多。
So the faith, they would say faith itself is notenough. You have to, you are not good enough. You need to do something more.
这样你才能得到上帝的祝福，你才能得到上帝的恩宠和青睐。
Only then you will receive the blessing of God and also, the favor of God.
你们就不能分辨到底什么是真的福音，什么是假福音吗？
Can you not discern what is the true gospel and what is a false truth?
耶稣基督钉十字架是福音的核心。
And the crucifixion, the cross is the center of this gospel.
耶稣基督在十字架上的工作是完全的，是完美的，而且是已经成就了。
So the Jesus, the work of Jesus Christ on cross, is complete and perfect.
我们不是靠肉身或者是行律法，似乎我们是不够的，是不完美的，是不好的。
We don't rely on the flesh or the law as if that we are not perfect enough.
实际上，我们任何的功德或者任何的努力、任何的行动都不能再在耶稣基督的十字架上再加添什么东西。
In fact, nothing that we can do to add to the cross of Jesus Christ.
任何在耶稣基督的十字架上要加添什么，都是福音的敌人。
So whoever try to add more to the cross of Jesus Christ, they are the enemy of the gospel.
所以在第三章第一节，加拉太人他们是经历了耶稣基督钉十字架的这样的一批人，但是他们却忘记了。
So in verse 1, we see the Galatians, they forgot what they have experienced, the cross of Jesus Christ.
他们否定了耶稣基督钉十字架，他们又去行律法，企图自己做得更多、更好、更够。
Effectively, they have denied the what Jesus has done on the cross and tried to do something more to win the favor of God.
好，那下面是第二组的，第一组是保罗是讲到无知加拉太人的时候是讲到耶稣基督钉十字架，那第二组呢，他就讲到圣灵。
So the second set of passage, unlike the first one talk about Jesus Christ, the second set of passage talks about the Holy Spirit.
他说第二节说，我只要问你们这一件，你们受了圣灵是因行律法呢，是因听信福音呢？你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身成全吗？你们是这样的无知吗？
So in here it says, I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by believing what you have heard? Are you so foolish?
保罗说，我只要问你们这一件，那什么叫做这一件呢？
So what does he mean by just this one thing?
一方面，这一件就足以说明你们受了迷惑是因为你们的无知。
So this one thing is enough to explain to show thatThey have been bewitched.
所以这一件不但可以暴露你们的无知，而且他问的这个问题是信仰当中非常核心的一个问题。
not only this question exposed their foolishness, but it also asked a very core question of our faith.
加拉太人偏离福音，他的问题可能非常的复杂，但归根结底就是只要抓住这样的一个线头的话，这个最基本的问题就可以暴露出他们的无知。
So there could be many reasons for the Galatians to go to go away from the gospel. But if we can just hold on to one key point, then you will realize the main problem of Galatians.
你们受圣灵是因行律法，是因听信福音呢？答案当然是显而易见的。
So this rhetorical question asks whether you receive Holy Spirit is because of the work of law or is because you believe in the gospel.
我们受了圣灵是因听信福音。
Of course, the answer is that we received Holy Spirit because we have believed in this gospel.
不是因行律法。
Not because we are doing the work of law.
一个信福音的人是有圣灵为印记的人，是一个经历了圣灵的人。
So, whoever believes in this gospel is the one who has the Holy Spirit in him and also has a sign of Holy Spirit, a seal of the Holy Spirit.
当我们往后看的时候，四章第六节他说：“你们既为儿子。”
So, and later, if you look at the chapter 4, 16, 6,He says that, because you are sons.
那怎么知道自己是儿子呢？三章二十六节，我们在网上看的时候，他说：“你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。”
So, how do we know that we are sons of God? If you look up a little bit in chapter 3, 26, it says that you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
再回到四章六节，他怎么说呢？神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿巴父。
Back to chapter 4, verse 6 again, he says that the Spirit who calls out Abba Father.
一个信耶稣基督的人是圣灵内住的人。
So a person believing Christ is one with a Holy Spirit dwelling in their hearts.
如果我们再看以弗所书第一这样的第十三节的时候，他这里说：“你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。”
So just like what in the Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, it says that when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, when you believe, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit.
所以加拉太人啊，你们因信福音，所以是上帝的儿子，心中就领受了圣灵，你们是经历圣灵的人。
So Galatian, you believed in this, received this gospel, so you are the sons of God, and you have Holy Spirit in you, and you are the one who experienced Holy Spirit.
所以加拉太人没有办法否认这一点。
And the Galatian, they cannot deny that fact.
既然这一点不能否认的话，那么更进一步，保罗问
：“If they can't deny this event or this fact, then Paul asked further.
既然你们不否认你们过去是靠着圣灵来开始或者是入门，但为什么在今天现在你们却不再靠圣灵了呢
？”So Paul pushed on and say, since you cannot deny that you have started.With Holy Spirit, why do you give up that method and not relying on Holy Spirit now today?
他说：“如今还靠肉身成全吗？”
So he asks, why do you still try to rely on the flesh?
这个孩子是不是说明加拉太人他们的自相矛盾？开始的时候是这样，现在又那样。
So the word still means that they, the Galatians are contradicting themselves. What they are doing now is contradictory to how they started.
在这里什么叫靠肉身成全？什么叫成全？
So what does it mean here to complete with the flesh?
你觉得你自己完全吗？
Do Do you feel you are complete?
有没有完全？
Are you complete?
觉得自己完全的举一下手。
Can you raise your hand if you feel you're complete?
不完全的那举一下手。
And how about you are not complete? You are not perfect.
OK, 那不完全怎么办呢？
So what would you do if you know that you are not perfect or incomplete?
他成全的反面，他说是不完全，是不足，是不够，是不够，是还不够好。
So the opposite of perfect is that you are insufficient or not good enough.
所以加拉太人认为自己不完全，那所以那怎么样成为完全呢
？So when the Galatians they figure they are not perfect, they were trying to see how they can be complete or perfect.
他们的策略是什么？他们的策略。是靠肉身，而这个策略是从那些迷惑他们的人那来的。
So their strategy is to rely on the flesh, and which this message or this teaching comes from those deceivers.
当我们讲到我们自己不足，当我们讲到自己不完美不全的时候
，So when we talk about our imperfection,
加拉太人使用了一种方式，就是靠自己的努力让自己变得更好、更全、更够。
So the method the Galatian has is to do harder, work harder, and do more to make oneself better.
那他完全了，他靠着自己得到了完全，怎么样呢？他可以换得什么呢
？So if he can be better, what reward would he would they receive?
如果后面可以看的话，那些迷惑加拉太的人，他们有一个假设说，你只要做得够好。你只要做得够完全，那么你就可以成为亚伯拉罕的子孙，你就可以得到亚伯拉罕的福气，你就可以承受亚伯拉罕的产业。
So the message behind the deceivers, there's a assumption is that if you work harder, do more, you will become the, you will maintain the status of the children of Abraham and receive the inheritance.
也就是说，他们当初的时候靠着圣灵来。得到上帝的接纳，现在呢，却又靠自己的行为、靠自己的行动、靠自己的努力，去换得上帝的接纳、上帝的肯定，或者上帝的救赎。
So they started out the Galatians, started out to receive the acceptance of God through their faith, but now they're trying to work hard, try to now use a different method by doing more or harder to achieve that same goal.
其实我们打死或者从骨子里都相信，更多的时候可能是不知不觉的，都认为自己要做一些什么事情，总要在自己要在救恩上面要有一些的贡献。
So I think from the bottom of our heart and sometimes unconsciously, we always try to do more and think that we can we have to work harder and try to contribute to our salvation.
大家相不相信有一句话叫神助自助者，上帝帮助那些自己帮助自己的人。
Do you believe that there's a saying that God helps those who help themselves?
这句话在说明什么？这句话对吗？大家觉得？
What do you think? Is that true? Is that correct?
这句话的潜台词是在说，我自己不努力，上帝怎么会青睐我
？So the assumption or the implication of this saying is that if I don't work hard, how can I receive the mercy from God?
我自己不多做一些，上帝怎么会赏赐我
？If I don't work harder, how would I expect the God would reward me?
反过来说，如果我帮助自己，如果我努力。那上帝肯定会帮助我。
On the other hand, I tell myself if I work harder, and then God will help me.
如果他不帮助我
，if he does not,
他好意思吗
？Wouldn't be he would be feel bad.
大家还相不相就是还有没有听过一句话，就是说是不是受这句话的影响？师傅领进门，修行靠个人。
Have you ever heard this another saying that?The master can lead you into the path, lead you to the beginning of the path, but then you have to do your work hard for the rest of the life.
在信仰上面，是不是福音 领进门，圣灵把我们领进门。但是如果要我们要过得更好，我们要更加的完全，那是不是这个修行就得靠我们自己？
So is it true to our faith that the gospel only take us through that gate and the rest is totally depending on what we do?
加拉太书后面第五章所说的这些圣灵的这些的果子，是不是我们修炼成的？
So in the later part of the Galatian talk about the fruit of Holy Spirit, is that something we work hard to create or build?
福音是不是只是领取天堂的一张门票？
So is gospel only a ticket into the heaven?
剩下的在天堂要得到多少的奖赏，就要靠我们自己。
And the rewards you receive in heaven are totally depending on how hard you work. Is that true?
我们打死都在问自己，就说在信仰上面，我们就是不能从原来的模式当中走出来。打死都在问，难道我就不需要努力了吗？难道我就不需要什么好行为了吗？我总得做些什么吧。
So it is a constant pressure for us to ask, shouldn't I work harder? Shouldn't I do better?Behave better? Shouldn't I do something about my own faith?
其实在我们的周围，在我们的社会上面，在所有的学校、家庭、公司里面，都是用的这种的系统。
And in fact, this is what we've been taught in our society, school, family, even church.
我有好的业绩的表现。
If I have a good outcome, a performance,
我就得到加薪，我就得到升职。
I will receive my raise, my salary increase.
如果我在家里面表现得乖一些，听话一些。
If I behave better at home,
父母就会更多爱我一些。
And our parents would love me a little bit more.
如果我积攒更多的功能，我就能得到更多上帝的保佑。
If I do more good works, then I'll be blessed by God.
我每次聚会都参加，如果在教会里面的话，我每次聚会都参加，每次聚会都不落，我顺服牧师，顺服长老。
So if I come to attend the church meeting and also obey the pastor or elders,
上帝就会更多的赐福给我，我就会更多的蒙福。
And then God will bless me more.
所有的这些都搞错了一个关系。
So all this has created a causal relationship.
到底我们是先有恩典，然后才有好的行为。
Do we have the grace first and then comes with our good deeds?
或者是我们用我们的一些的行为，用我们的努力，试图做得更好、更全、更多，来获得上帝的这个恩典或者青睐或者祝福。
Or is it that we need to do better, work harder to win the grace of God?
恩典到底是什么呢？恩典与我们的责任、我们的行为之间的关系到底是什么
？So what is grace? How is that related to what we do?
恩典是白白得的。
Grace is something we receive.Freely.
不需要我们做任何的事情。
We don't need to do anything to exchange it.
但一个领受恩典的人
，But someone once received this grace,
必定想会要做些什么
，And always want to do something.
恩典是白白的
，And the grace is freely received.
不需要我们做任何事情。
Need us to do nothing.
实际上。我们也都做不了。
In fact, nothing we can do.
靠着行律法，我们的结局就是死了。
And if we try to follow the law, the end result is death.
恩典是白白的，但是对于耶稣基督来说，却是付上了沉重的代价。
It's truly that the grace is free, but the cost through Jesus Christ is great.
耶稣基督已经替我们做了。
And Jesus Christ has done this for us.
所以我们不需要靠自己做什么去证明什么事情。
So we do not need to prove ourselves through what we do.
去获得上帝的接纳，或者是从人而来的接纳和肯定。
To receive God's acceptance or other people's acknowledgement.
因为耶稣基督他钉在十字架上，这样的一个恩典已经给了我们完全的接纳和十足的肯定。
So through the grace given by Jesus Christ, we have been accepted completely, and we are affirmed completely.
我们就是这样一个领受恩典的人，却必定会要想着去做一些什么事情。
Nevertheless, we are the one who received the grace, so we want to do something.
我们做什么的时候，不是要去与上帝交换什么。
So when we want to do something, it's not because we want to do this in order to exchange for something from God.
在到那到上帝那里换得上帝的赏赐。
To win the rewards from God.
争取上帝的青睐。
To win the favor of God.
一个知道恩典的人必定会被触动，去单单做出一些事情，去单单的荣耀上帝。
Someone who received this grace would be moved and want to do things just to glorify God.
那我们的问题是我们常常不够警醒，常常忘了自己是谁，忘了自己是在哪里。
So what the problem of our problem is that sometimes we are not aware enough, often forget where we are and who we are.
我们不需要再像以前那样活了。
We don't really need to live like what we were before.
我们不需要靠行律法去获得上帝的接纳。
We do not need to do the good work in order to receive the acceptance of God.
耶稣基督在十字架上，他的工作是完全的，他的工作是完美的，而且是已经成就的。
So the work of Jesus Christ on cross has completed and is sufficient and perfect.
我之所以得到上帝的接纳，是因为我信耶稣基督，不是因为行律法或靠肉体。
The reason we have received God's acceptance is not because of what we do, but because of the work of Jesus Christ.
我们需要警醒。
We need to be alert.
警醒，提醒自己到底自己是什么样的一个人。
Remember who we are.
我们是在耶稣基督里面的人。
We are ones in Jesus Christ.
我们是一个新造的人。
We are a new creation.
我们的生活方式不是靠我们的肉身，而是靠信神的儿子而活。
We live because of Jesus Christ.
靠圣灵入门。
We started with the Holy Spirit.
也是要靠圣灵来成全。
We have to complete the work with Holy Spirit.
OK, 在下面就第四节，他说：“你们受苦如此之多，都是徒然的吗？难道果真是徒然的吗？”
So verse 4 then it says that have you experienced so much in vain if it is really was in vain.
实际上加拉太人在刚开始领受福音的时候，他们的的确确知道什么是叫耶稣基督钉十字架，他们也靠着圣灵做了一些事情。
So when they started, they truly they know what gospel means. They are the one who has the Holy Spirit in them. And by Holy Spirit, they also have done great things.
他们是领受了一批恩典的人，在那个时候，他们愿意为主受苦，不是勉强，乃是出于甘心，甚至是喜乐。
So they are willingly and joyfully to suffer for Christ because they have Holy Spirit in them.
保罗在这里仍然用了一个反问句，他的意思是说。
Again, he used a rhetorical question here. What he really tried to say is this.
你们是为主受过苦的人，你们听了福音并且相信了，并且因为圣灵的工作愿意靠着圣灵去活，甘心为这福音受苦。
So he said, you have suffered for the gospel and you are the one who have received the Holy Spirit.
这样的受苦，这样的因着圣灵的缘故，你们愿意甘心受苦，不应该是有记忆的吗？难道你们忘了吗？
Don't you remember, shouldn't you remember what you have done, that you are suffering for the gospel?
你们现在企图靠行律法，靠肉身 来成全。
And now you try to rely on the flesh to complete the work.
你们的实际的行为，不就是在否定之前你们所受的苦吗？
So what you do here effectively denied or contradict how you started.
如果你们这么做的话，以前受的苦都是突然的，白白的受苦了。
If you continue on this path, what you have done in the beginning, they are all in vain.
所以不仅仅是耶稣基督钉十字架在诉说着你们的无知。
Not only the cross of Christ, Jesus Christ shows how foolish you are.
不仅仅是这个圣灵，你们对圣灵的经历、受苦的经历，在诉说着你们的无知。
Not only the Holy Spirit shows how foolish you are.
都是。这一些种种的这一些都在诉说你们的不是，在诉说你们的自相的矛盾。
All this has shown that how foolish you are and how you contradict yourself.
好，下面是第五节，他说：“那赐给你们圣灵，又在你们中间行异能的，是因你们行律法呢？是因你们听福音呢？”
So it comes to the verse 5. It says that. So again, I ask: Does God give you?His spirit and work miracle amongst you by the work of the Lord.
保罗在第一节的时候，保罗讲到加拉太人对耶稣基督钉十字架，或者是对福音的这样的一个经历。
So in verse 1, Paul talks about their experience of Jesus Christ.
第二节到第四节的时候，讲到加拉太人对圣灵的这样的一个经历。
So in verse 2 to 4, Paul talks about their experience of Holy Spirit.
在这里第五节的时候又讲到他们对父神的这样的一个经历。
So the verse 5, Paul talks about their experience of God the Father.
在和合本的圣经当中没有直接翻译出来是有父神。
In Chinese Bible, it didn't explicitly talk about God, the use of word God.
但在许多英文的当中或者原文当中的确是有这个他
so,
就是上帝
so in the original text it does have this word God or him
所以无论是耶稣基督无论是他们对耶稣基督的经历圣灵的经历甚至在这里对父神的经历他们的行为他们去行律法去靠肉身都是矛盾的自相矛盾的
So whether looking at their experience of Jesus Christ or their experience with the Holy Spirit or their experience with God, what they do now is a contradictory to what they have experienced.
当我们把这节经文跟第三节对比的时候，你就会发现实际上这两节经文是非常像的。
So if you compare this language to verse 3, they are actually very similar.
相同点在于他们都提到了这两节经文都提到了圣灵
the both place they talked about the Holy Spirit
而且大家有没有发现后面的反问句都是一样的
if you notice that all the ending of the question is the same
是因你们行律法呢是因你们听信福音呢
is it because you are receiving the gospel or is believing doing the work
但这不同点在哪里呢
What's the difference between these two verses then?
这里的主语就是讲到父神。
And here the subject of the sentence is God.
前面是讲到说你们受了圣灵，在这里呢是说，这个圣灵是谁赐呢？是父神赐给你们圣灵。
So the verse 3, the subject there is the Holy Spirit, and in verse 5 here is the God who give them the Holy Spirit.
父神不仅仅赐给你们圣灵，你们实际上也领受了圣灵，你们对圣灵有经历。
Not only God has given you the Holy Spirit, and you have experienced the Holy Spirit too.
而且在这节经文当中，父神还做了另外的一个工作。
And in this passage, in this verse, God has done another thing.
什么工作呢？叫做在这里叫做行异能。
So here it says.God has has worked miracles.
什么叫行异能？
What does it mean to work miracles?
那异能在这里就讲，这里是讲到是仅仅神做的，也仅仅是神能做的，是神做，而且是仅仅神能做的。
So the miracle here is something done by God and only by God.
因为这里的主语 的一个发出者就是这位父神。
So this, because the subject of the, the sentence here is God himself.
其次呢，从一个反面的角度来说。
So looking at from the opposite side.
这样的一个异能绝对不能从行律法当中而来。
All these miracles cannot, you cannot receive the miracle from doing the work of law.
异能是上帝主动的工作，不是行律法或者靠肉身的这样的一个工作。
So the miracle is not the outcome of, it is outcome of God's grace, not from what you do.
这样的异能在一个人行律法的时候是没有彰显的。
So when you do the work of the Lord, you cannot really see this miracles.
最后呢，那他说是因信福音而来的呢，是因行律法而来的呢，就说明异能的一个来源，它真正的一个来源就是福音。
So when he asked that it is out of the works of the law or by believing what you hear, he's actually proclaiming.The source is the gospel itself.
所以在这里，在这节经文当中，听信福音它有两个方面的效应。
So there's two side effects of believing the gospel.
第一，因为我们听信福音，因为我们信耶稣基督钉十字架。
The first is that we believed in the cross of Jesus Christ. We believe that Jesus has died on the cross.
上帝就乐意赐给我们圣灵。
And then God willingly give us the Holy Spirit.
我们也领受了圣灵。
And we have received this Holy Spirit.
第二呢
？Secondly,
上帝在我们中间行异能，或在我们身上就有了不可替代的、前所未有的这样的一个工作。
So when God works miracles in our life, we will see that effect in our life too.
罗马书第一章有说到大家非常熟悉的一节经文，他说到福音本是神的大能。
So in book of Rome, it talks about that the gospel is the power of God.
这里的异能跟福音的大能，这个大能是同一个词。
So that's the same word power used here and in Romans.
所以在这节经文当中讲到一个听信福音的人必定是有圣灵的人。
So here it tells us that weBelieving this gospel is what we are also the ones receive the Holy Spirit.
一个听信福音的人必定是有神的异能或者大能伴随的人。
So ones who believe in the gospel also has the power of the Holy Spirit.
实际上最大的一个大能就是一个人能够听信福音，一个人能够听信福音本身它就是神的大能。
So the greatest power demonstrated in our life is that we can believe in this gospel.
所以加拉太人不是不知道耶稣基督钉十字架。
So it is not that the Galatians, they do not know that Jesus Christ has died on the cross.
他们不是不知道福音。
It is not that they don't know the gospel.
他们不是没有经历圣灵。
It is not that they have not experienced Holy Spirit.
加拉太人也不是没有经历从父神而来的大能。
It is not that they have not experienced the miracles from God.
但他们却表现得无知。
But they have exhibited that ignorance.
他们轻易地被迷惑了。
They were deceived easily.
而且是大面积的。被迷惑了。
And it was a great number of them were deceived.
所以，到底什么是福音的敌人
？So what is the enemy of the gospel?
对于加拉太人是一批已经信主的人。
To the Galatians, the enemy is actually a group of believers.
到底是什么阻碍了我们活出一个应该有的基督徒的生活
？So what things has prevented us from living out a life that a Christian should have？
我们需要搞清楚一点。
We need to make one thing clear。
我们需要清晰的分辨。
We need to discern。
到底 我们是靠福音入门。
Whether we have started with the gospel,
如今我们还要靠自己，靠我们的肉身去成全吗？
Are we still trying to complete the course with our own effort?
我们从骨子里面都认为自己要多做一些，我们自己要做得更全，我们自己要做得更好，我们要做得更多，来获得上帝的接纳，来获得上帝的奖赏，来获得上帝的青睐。
Our nature would want to do more and to work harder, so that we can receive the and hoping that we can receive the reward of God or win the favor of God.
这不是福音，这是福音的敌人。
This is not the gospel. This is actually the enemy of the gospel.
真正的福音是
The true gospel is this.
耶稣基督已经死在十字架上。
Jesus Christ has died on the cross.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
And I have nailed on the cross along with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我。
What I live now,
乃是基督在我里面活着的。
It's not me, but Jesus Christ lives in me.
纵然我现在在肉身活着，是因为信神的儿子而活。
So I now live is because of Jesus Christ lives in me.
一个真正的福音。
A true gospel
是相信耶稣基督在十字架上他已经成就的工作是完全和完美的。
Is one that believing in the work of Christ on the cross is perfect and complete.
我靠着肉体，靠着律法，并不能加添什么。
What I do cannot really add on to that salvation.
真正的福音不但让我们得救。
The true gospel not only redeemed us.
真正的福音是让我们在生活的每一个层面都活出基督。
But help us to live out that Jesus, to live out the Christ in every part of our life.
Okay, 让我们一起来祷告。
So let us pray.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你赐下你的独生子耶稣基督钉在十字架上。
So dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you, giving us your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, nailed on the cross.
为我们成就了完全和完美的救恩。
And complete the salvation, that perfect and complete salvation.
谢谢你赐下你的圣灵，让我们得以重生，并内住在我们的心中，让我们可以坦然无惧地来到你的面前。
And we give thanks to you for letting us to be born again through Holy Spirit and have the Holy Spirit live in us.
亲爱的天父，让我们从我们的心底里面发出感恩和赞美。
So help us to give thanks from the bottom of our heart.
因为这样的救恩就是属我们的。
Because we have gained this salvation.
我们是在耶稣基督里面的。
We are in Jesus Christ.
我们可以不再靠肉身去活。
We do not need to counting on or relying on our flesh.
我们可以靠信基督而活。
We can rely on believing in Jesus Christ.
谢谢你赐给我们全新的生命。
We thank you to give us this.New life.
让我们现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我们里面活着。
So that now, it's not that I live, but Jesus Christ lives in me.
求你赐给我们一颗警醒的心。
Give us alert, a heart with alert.
当我不再注目耶稣基督的十字架。
So when I do not, whenever I move my eyes away from the cross.
当我有意无意的想靠着肉身来获得救赎
When I subconsciously try to win my own salvation through my flesh
求你借着你的圣灵来提醒我
May you remind me again through your Holy Spirit
让我立刻转回
So that I can turn around immediately
回到你的福音的里面
Return back to the gospel
并让我的生活当中活出福音的大能
And so that we can live out that great power of the gospel.
奉耶稣基督的名。
So in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
我们一起来唱。